become so alert that you're simply there watching the energy, and then you will know this is the pain body. And you, this is the suchness of this moment. It is as it is, this moment. And as such, you allow it to be there. And the allowing means you feel it fully. And that means you're bringing an aware, a space to it. You are there as the space in which the anger happens. And then it is possible that what was intense anger in a flash becomes transformed into intense energy and intense aliveness. I've met people who've told me that this is what they experienced. What one moment was intense, they allowed it and watched it, and suddenly it became freed, and all they could feel was a sudden burst all over the body of intense energy. It wasn't anger anymore. One could say it was bottled. It was bottled up inside a plastic, we use modern analogies, plastic wrap. And suddenly it bursts, and the anger, is the energy is freed, and is suddenly experienced that intense aliveness. And they start running suddenly, or moving, don't know what to do with it. It's so much energy. And some people have reported they were able to do it with, they could even then you channel it into creativity. It is better to see that it flows freely, so doesn't is not anger, but becomes transformed into intense energy before you channel it into creativity. Otherwise, you create an angry work of art. Which, when people watch it, will perhaps trigger the same feeling in them, and you may be very successful. Can be very powerful too. But there's even greater power in something else, and that could have originated in anger, became transformed. Now, if that happens once, it does not mean that the entire energy field of your pain body has now become dissipated. It could, but probably not. It is one particular wave movement that came. And that's, it's very hard to describe in visual terms because one cannot actually see the pain body unless you're very psychic. And some psychics may be able to see energy fields in the body. But you can certainly feel it, even if you're not psychic, in yourself. And you can also feel it, even if you're not very psychic, in another person. You can actually feel it, even if the other person says to you, "I'm perfectly fine." And if you should meet anybody in the street whose pain body is also just underneath the surface, often this is how people meet and get into an argument very quickly or get attacked by somebody. "I didn't do anything. He just came up to me and started shouting. I was just walking along." Or, "He just came up and started accusing me of this or that." I don't know. Pain bodies recognize each other. So if your pain body is active at any time, and you go out into the world, or even if it's just underneath the surface, the likelihood of meeting other pain bodies is much greater. interacting with others, because they're looking for others, because they strengthen itself not only through using your mind, but also mutually through other people's reactions.